You going through a songwriting exercise? Just fill in the words later.
Yeah. It sounds like, what's that, like, what are some of those Dracula rock bands back in the 80s?
Bauhaus?
Yeah. Were they one? Were they a Dracula rock band?
Yeah, they were the Dracula rock band.
Bauhaus.
Other vocals all sounded like this.
Right? It's 11:58. You're listening to The Ticket, damn it. We're here to rock your ball sacks into the weekend.
It already is the weekend.
Well, we're here to continue rocking your ball sacks through the weekend.
Unless you have a tender ball sack like Corby, and then we'll gently caress it.
Oh, he's sitting on his couch with his big bag of frozen broccoli.
I think broccoli might be too jagged. It's got to be frozen peas.
What about corn?
Yeah, corn could work.
Yeah. What about cauliflower?
No, again, too lumpy.
Hmm. Well,
what about pudding?
Frozen pudding.
Cool.
Maybe if you made a ball mold into the pudding and then froze it.
What if you just refrigerated a koi pond?
Yes, just dip your junk into the koi pond. So I guess he's going to be back Monday and ready to go. I don't know what the recovery time on getting snipped is.
I think to do a radio show,
yeah.
I think he's probably sufficiently recovered today.
Balls.
We should have called him, because you know he's home.
Yeah.
It's not like he's out doing gymnastics right now.
Aren't you supposed to do
he
this?
He hates when we call him, though.
Aren't you supposed to have this procedure during the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament so you can sit home and rest?
Super Bowl weekend.
Did I turn that segment off?
By the way,
I couldn't
we're
hear
joined
it.
By Cirque du Soleil.
The real ones.
The real Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Wow, that was loud.
What did we have last week? It was
Cirque du Sean Bass.
Cirque du Sean Bass,
screw
yes.
Screw him.
You guys did a good job.
They did?
You're just saying that.
I'm not just saying it. You kicked your brother under the bus quite a bit.
Well, I did
have to say.
Take advantage. See, yeah, you
why missed the bus?
Well, because I kind
of... We need a new vehicle.
I take that a lot on our show.
Well, he was telling every... I don't know if you got to listen, Mike, but your brother Cash was telling everyone how much more handsome he is than you.
Stupid. I'm the show hottie. We've made that very clear.
But he does
look
bring...
at this pit sweat.
But he does bring delicious gas station tacos.
You guys all got them?
I got one.
I got zero. One. I got nothing.
Well, you gotta
show up.
You gotta get a show prep.
You gotta stay hot. You don't need a breakfast taco.
I liked your Lilo segment early on.
Jesus, she's ugh. I had she's a dirty leg, man.
See what you think about this, because I proposed this to Jake last year, like Christmas time we filled in.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, let's do a documentary, call it Bangin' Lilo, and we'll give Jake 1 year to just go to Hollywood and document his attempt to nail Lindsay Lohan.
Isn't it like Borat when he was headed out
no,
there.
But it'd be real.
Yes.
And Jake's a good enough looking dude to pull it off.
She should be able to pull that
off.
Yes. He probably thinks she's too old.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he could have done it, though. You guys should try it.
So we teased the Rangers. Do we actually want to try and talk about Rangers?
Good riddance. Big deal. They lost CJ.
Yeah, to me, and we teased it by talking about having an eye to the future, and in reference to the Mavericks, Cuban not wanting to give Caron and Chandler 4-year, 5-year deals, and then being
kill their flexibility,
being cap strung,
and
being cap strung on the backside of a kid and
backside.
Dirk's careers. And I think when you look at the Rangers, I think they have enough in the pipeline that you can. I think you can survive without CJ, and I'm with you. Good riddance.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he's not a good pitcher, but I think we can develop better.
Yes, I agree.
And
I'll tell you another group of people that's happy that he's gone.
The Rangers?
Yes.
Ooh, I've got a
the
nugget.
Clubhouse?
I've got a nugget on that.
Oh, yes. I guarantee you, guys in there are going, thank God that douchebag's gone.
We don't have to listen to him talking about his racing team.
No.
Do you think there's somebody on that team dying for him to go high and inside and just charge him out and punch his face into jelly?
Okay, so
there has to be somebody like stoked for this.
Remember last year when Cliff was kind of in limbo and we were didn't know whether we were going to get him back or not, and all the guys that were, you know, giving him a call and telling him how much they loved him and let's give this another run.
Have you heard
one thing in the media about any human being from that team reaching out to him and saying, man,
let's make it three in a row.
Yeah, we can do this, brah. Nobody. Because they don't like him. I don't like him. And I'm sure
imagine having to deal with him every day.
Unbelievable.
Just look over there in his locker and he's doing something stupid.
God.
Working out, right, doing Sudoku puzzles or whatever he does to annoy everyone.
Writing a screenplay.
Yeah.
Sharpening a knife.
You hear that one writing in my head right now?
tweet stalking Olivia Wilde.
Screenplay in my head right now, and with my connections in the industry, you know, I'm probably going to get it done.
That's good.
He's awful.
Carlton Cuse.
So I think that the clubhouse is, they will not be affected by this at all.
And call me stupid. But,
stupid.
Yes.
Dumbass.
Stupid
you look.
Everyone's pointing.
But I don't. I am not that worried about Pujols.
About facing him?
Yeah, I mean.
Or just.
I think he can make a difference, certainly in year one. But they signed a 10-year no trade clause, $250-some million contract.
Yeah, they signed him for.
They signed him for five years with the devil.
They signed him for 5 years, $50 million a year, essentially.
Right.
They're going to buy him out?
No. But I mean, they're
paying for the front end of it.
Yeah, you're paying for the front end.
And it goes until he's supposedly 41.
Yeah.
Which actually equals, what, 45?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the real truth is.
Who knows? The Rangers have been down that road before, and we saw what happened. A-Rod's just now off the books.
Yeah.
Let him be their financial concern. You can find a guy that hits 300 and knocks in 35 home runs and 110 RBIs. He's not the only guy in baseball that can do that.
I think they grossly overpaid.
You got a guy that plays center field for you right now that's fully capable of doing
that. But I think that it was a panic knee-jerk to losing back-to-back AL West.
I do, too. They could not stand to see the Rangers out there in the World Series 2 years in a row, so they freaked.
If he makes the run at the home run title, though, that's all going to happen in your ballpark, and that's a lot of tickets sold.
Oh, for sure.
Back-to-back World Series is going to sell a lot of tickets, too.
They needed to placate their fans.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
They needed to placate their fans and say, we're serious about winning, and yeah, they're going to have all these milestones. It's their version of Nolan Ryan, basically.
Yeah. Totally.
But it doesn't frighten me.
No, it doesn't make the Angels the immediate favorite, right?
No.
And their starting rotation.
It does. According to Las Vegas, it does, though.
They're not even
the favorite team to win the World Series.
They're not even probably going to keep all four of those pitchers. One of those guys is probably going to get traded for because their farm system is meh.
Would I be surprised if they won the AL West? No. But do I think it's a given? No.
No.
Not only is it a given, I think the rivalry just got awesome, though.
And the Rangers aren't done.
True.
They're not done.
We're talking about baseball at some point today.
Hey,
What's your clubhouse nugget?
You want to save that and set an appointment?
It's all kind of packed in there.
I'm going to share. I asked that very question with some people that are very in and around the organization as to what they thought of CJ really.
Mm-hmm.
And I got three very interesting texts back that I will share.
Now, you can't obviously divulge the identity of these people. But you can share the content.
No, you will.
What time will that be?
You said off the record. Tell me what you really think.
12:30?
12:30. Yep. Actually, yes, right after we goof off to start the show. But I want to goof off now. You guys were talking about...
We don't have time.
Real quick.
Okay.
The list that you guys had of the Smiths and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Did you go over the hottest 100 women of all time?
No.
Okay, so Men's Health listed the top 100 hottest women of all time. Top 10, go.
Marilyn Monroe.
3.
Jane Mansfield.
Not in top 10.
No. Oh, I know, Jennifer Aniston.
Number 1.
Yeah, I saw that.
This list has flaws. I just want to get it out there.
Okay, Natalie Wood.
No.
Tasha Gray.
No. B. Arthur.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, number 10.
Ooh.
Golly, 10.
Number 9, Jane Fonda. There's a reason
Jane
I'm doing this.
Jane Fonda?
Hey, this is all time. Number 8, Pam Anderson.
Bo Derek.
Number 7, no. Betty Page. She was the queen of
hubba,
pinups.
Hubba, hubba.
A southern bombshell with curves, charm, and a famous jet black bangs.
Hey.
Number six, Ursula Andress, the first Bond girl. Number five, Madonna. Number four,
Bridget Bardot.
Smelly-footed Britney Spears. Three, what? Marilyn. Two, that Raquel is... Welsh. One,
Raquel
Jennifer
Welsh.
Aniston.
That was going to be my
now,
next
the
guess.
The whole reason worst that I bring ever. This up is
that is
because
a terrible list. I wouldn't do Britney, any of them.
Because I'm looking through the top 100, and number 97...
Lilo?
Is Sybil Shepherd. And I passed this along for...
Oh, yes.
Just look at that.
I know. She's so fantastic. Is this from the Last Picture Show?
It's for something back in the day.
She's hot, right?
Oh, yeah. My Lord. I think of her in Moonlighting.
Yeah, is that pre-Moonlighting?
But dear Lord.
Wait, like 20 years pre-Moonlighting.
That. Yeah, that's 1970.
That was,
Look at that.
I want to go to there.
That's I my want top to put my mouth symbol. On her mouth.
Yeah, that's a come-hither look if I've ever seen one. So I don't know where hither Jesus. Is, but I'll aim for it.
I mean, I want to do Smith's list, too, but this is the one I had.
All right, I want to hear Secret Rangers texts at 12:30.
Wink!
So what's on your iPod?
What?
What's on your iPod?
I don't have one.
Who's this?
That's a machine.
I just know him as Taco Man.
That works, too. Hey, Dave.
What up?
Not much. Man. Taco Man here.
No, it's machine. Did you get your signed machine out of the meeting room?
Not yet. I'm trying to figure out how to get it in my Corolla. Because it's a gigantic sign.
Are we looting the studio now?
It's getting really close. Kat walked into the control room yesterday with a giant vampire cape on. I was like, where'd you find that? I was like, I don't know. It was in storage somewhere.
Awesome, so though.
The looting is going on. I was like, I would never not wear that if I owned it.
Who's got the cello?
It's in pieces.
Is that going to find its way into the King Bucks?
I've beaten that every single week.
Just drag that thing around with
take
you guys.
A chunk out of it. It's so
you know what happened? You know what happened to that?
No.
We were doing a dramatic reading of something.
It wasn't footprints. What was the other thing that we did?
I'm going to hit it again right now.
Oh, God. What was it?
Drill that thing.
I was playing the bass, and you were reading. Doing a dramatic reading.
Be careful there.
Oh, God.
Cello! Oh! Oh my God!
He's so right.
He's crazy eye.
Have to fix that.
He's got
not
crazy
gonna
eye.
Help you in the rankings.
That's not gonna help your show ranking.
Good Lord.
Good God.
But yes, you were accompanying me on the stand up bass as I was doing a dramatic reading of something.
You're
and then,
reading like a song lyric or something.
And then you went all Hendrix on it afterwards.
It was that good.
I was like classical music Hendrix. It was a good day.
It was.
All right. See you guys.
Later, dudes. Better.
That's all, bitches. Come one, come all to a beautiful show. It's gonna be awesome and some other stuff. Some other musical stuff.
Oh, nice one, Saroy.
The need to turn it up is overwhelming.
Saroy.
Just can't sit still anymore.
Here's Mike Saroy. Go get him, Mike.
I wanna break things with my hammer.
Saroy, you've ruined everything.
Who cash?
I wanna start a little war. Isn't that what this little red button here is for?
Well, well, well. 11:18 p.m.
Whoa.
Makes it sound official when you say the time. That legitimizes us, Cash, and that's what we're all in the business of doing in this world, is making ourselves legitimate. You failing at it.
Every word after that is chipping away at that legitimacy.
Yep. I'm Mike Saroy. I produce Norm's show. That's Cash Saroy. He's my broski. My number one ranked broski. Woo, woo, woo.
I'm sure I'll sink.
Have you heard of that wrestler?
Woo woo.
Yeah, I've been getting back into wrestling because Jer loves it, so I watch it and we hang out and talk. There's
guys,
a hilarious Zack Ryder. He's the internet champ. Don't
you're
worry
wrestling
about it.
Internet champ?
Yeah.
What does that entail?
He just made it up for himself. You don't get it.
No, I'm the merry-go-round champ of this show.
What's that?
I just made it up. There's a belt.
Good for you.
There's a hat.
You should get that big fat dude in Knox City who screams about the Knox City Greyhounds to make you a... That's the biggest mistake of my life is they interviewed him and they said, what's your job? And he said his primary job is that he makes VHS copies of stuff for other people and he makes wrestling belts. He makes custom wrestling belts. So we need to get a Circus Royal heavyweight champ.
All right.
Championship belt.
He gets paid natural light, which is the good part.
We'll have him on. That'll be his payment.
Well, he was on with the Hardline. It was really funny.
Well, yeah, we just want a belt, though.
I think you can hear it on theunticket.com. A great website. This is the Circus Saroy show. We're going until 2 o'clock today. Then there'll be ticket sports Saturday.
Something.
I don't know. I've been out of town for a week, so we're going to get into some of that here in a little bit. We are going to talk some Rangers out of the gates.
The P1s and myself missed you terribly.
You did?
We missed you.
You can't speak for them.
We talked about it via social networking sites.
I tried to check Twitter when I was down there, but we're going to talk about my little vacation at 12:50. Tons of Maverick NBA that you're all worked up about over there.
I'm ready.
That's at 1:10. Play some sports roulette at 1:30. Cowboys, 1:50. All kinds of cool stuff. She's out of these nutsacks.
It's not authorized.
I know I was asking pre-show like what the bag limits were for
speed bag.
Kevin Turner on the board. What's up, G?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Thanks for that, whatever that was.
I was looking right at you as I...
You were so out of nowhere.
DJ Michael Kronik?
I'm the left one, fellas.
He's in the...
Lance Armstrong doesn't have that one anymore.
Currently so. Hotbox ticker room.
Just know that.
You ever get baked before you come to work, Kronik?
What's that?
You ever get baked before you come to work, Michael Kronik?
No. No, that's wrong.
That sounds like Sandusky when they asked him if he enjoys being around.
I don't have a good answer. I love
he goes, oh. Yeah, really.
Good Garrett answer.
I enjoy children.
Yeah. I love the obvious yes or no question, and he goes, what's that? And then sitting in the big boy chair, Machine.
Hey, buddy.
What up?
Too loud.
Not much, man. I'm ready to fly this helicopter straight into the sun at any moment, so...
I like that.
Ready for
I,
the show today.
It says on my paper that Cash handles first segment. We have 4 minutes left.
Let's not get crazy. I just want to take this moment. A while back, we had a high school future sports talk show host, possibly, in studio with us, named Eric Spuentes.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I know.
That kid was awesome.
Yeah, he was great.
We've got to have him back up, maybe to replace you permanently.
I don't think that we needed to be discussing this on air.
We're not discussing it.
Many people are very
Machine,
happy.
Machine, I, and Kevin have already discussed it.
What I'm producing.
Who?
The texts.
I'm getting tons of texts over
texts.
Here.
Texts.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so Eric Spuentes, he's a blind student that has come through and wants to be a sports talk show host. So he came in here and he was on the show.
He was legit, though, man. He knew his stuff. He knew the ticket.
It was really cool, the fact that, you know, he could really talk sports and hadn't seen a snap of football. He wanted to talk Cowboys and just wanted to break down the game. He does his homework, and it was a great story. But the Jack E. Singley Academy hosted a lunch earlier this week, the district advisory meeting in celebration of excellence, and they had me in. They wanted us both in, but you were off on your world tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't care about the high school students of this Metroplex.
I've been clear on that, though.
But I do. And I like Eric, though.
I
went in, and I was blown away by these kids. First off, when we were in high school, these Irving schools.
Can I see your?
Yeah, here's the pamphlet.
Your bill.
They have their stuff together, man. I mean, they went through all these specialty training, you know, courses that they've got actual trucks to come in and have like sophomores and juniors learn how to take apart an alternator or replace a catalytic converter. And I mean,
flex capacitor?
Yeah. I mean, there's a culinary part to the school. We had this huge lunch that was catered by all these high school students, and it was delicious. It was fantastic. Then people stood up and told stories about how they've learned how to, you know, build robots and computers and technical stuff.
Sports robots?
Stuff that, that technology's already out there, evidently.
One year series.
But I was so impressed. This one girl stood up, she's a 10th grader, and she gave this speech, and you could tell she was following kind of like the high school formula. Like she opened up with the microphone, and she goes, "The definition of excellence, according to Webster's, is blah, blah, blah."
And looking left, right, left.
Yeah. And as soon as she does it, I'm like, okay, formula. But she nailed it. I was so impressed. And Eric fits right into with this group. He's
I want to be real friends with him.
Fantastic.
Off-air friend.
Fantastic worker. And he's trying really hard, and he's going to make it. And I'm really excited for him. So I just wanted to thank the Irving ISD for having me out and letting me be part of it.
I wish I could have been there. For real.
Well, you couldn't be
there. I liked having
him
in here.
Because you were out of town, which brings us to what happened last week.
What did that fool Sean Bass do?
Well, we're running up against it, so I'll probably have to save it for maybe Remainder or something, but I'm a little bit concerned with Sean. You guys...
Aw, skeet, skeet.
Did you get that same feeling from last week with Sean?
Definitely.
Concerned?
The whole first segment, he was...
About being 30?
Yes. And he wanted to talk about that he's turning 30, and he couched it with this kind of really wise thought that, you know, I'm looking back at my life and... And I don't know, I've seen other people that are 27-year-old millionaires, and, you know, I'm 30, and what have I really done?
Nah,
you know? And I'm sitting there going, no, Sean, but you live in the sports life, man. You get to go to Cowboys locker rooms and
He's pulling in 19.5.
Well, I don't know about that, but
I do.
Looking back on it,
fact,
I'm concerned about him. I'm concerned about it. I think he's a little broken up.
Well, he'll be in here
and
later.
I love Sean. Can talk to
him. Is he turning 30 soon?
Yeah, like
in next February.
Yeah, he's got like a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about Sean Bass. I got my own problems. Don't worry about Sean Bass.
Got my whole stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, as soon as you're so concerned about your life, just know that Mike is having reverse Montezuma.
He's just trying to make
right
potty.
Now.
I'll explain reverse Montezuma's revenge.
Not worried about Sean.
Along
stuff.
With other adventures that went down south of the border at 12:50. Next up, though, we will talk some Tejas Rangers. Zadush, as many consider him, is long gone. The best hitter in baseball, also long gone. Going to our arch nemesis.
He's taking his huge TV to SoCal.
We'll talk baseball next. Bye.
That's the way baseball go.
Meth and coke.
So ease down your shorts and your red D to go. Because Mike and Cash are balling. But truth be told,
we're not that great at radio. Michael Cronic, Stripes,
high as a kite.
Oh, that's tight, y'all. So tight. Chilling with the math, keeping normal.
All right,
so
12:34.
Yeah.
In the PM, this is the Circus Story Radio program.
So sweet and clean, like a baby.
I'm the older and more bearded and hairy brother, Cash. That is Mike Soroy over there.
Hey.
And Mike likes baseball, and so he... Just go. You gotta talk baseball. Get it in here.
I don't have to. We can talk about what you want. Let's kill it. Let's change it all and talk about what you want to talk about.
Okay. Polo. Go.
Water?
No.
I can talk water
standard,
polo, my man.
Standard polo.
Horse polo?
Standard polo.
No, let's talk Ranger baseball, my main man. As the news smacked me in the head, what was it, Wednesday? Whatever day it was, I couldn't believe. CJ and Pujols going to the Angels. The balance of power may or may not have shifted. We'll get into CJ in a minute. We'll get into, I guess, what's next for the Rangers in a second as well. But Pujols, first off, best hitter in baseball, maybe the greatest hitter of all time, is now in your division. You're going to play him very, very regularly. You're going to see him very regularly.
I think you remember during the World Series when...
I remember that.
I do, too. When they were talking about how Pujols' numbers have basically... I mean, they're still huge, but they've kind of declined steadily over like the last 3 years.
No.
They were just so high that, you know, what's a decline when you're awesome, you know, and 98% of awesome is still, you know, better than most.
Mm.
But basically, this is the deal that makes the Angels a much better team in the very short term, you know? I mean, the next couple of years, I mean, God, who's going to want to... It's going to be,
you know, what
exciting.
Scares
every
me?
Time the Rangers and the Angels play next year, it's the baseballs are going to be scared when they get it put into the game because they're going to be hit.
I want to, I want to talk about the rivalry, which has just got a big old injection and in, you know, of C.J. Wilson-ness into it. Because, I mean, we always hated the Angels, but it's not like the biggest rivalry. I mean, it's our biggest rival, but it's only because we've been good lately and they've been good for, you know, the years prior to us getting good. But now it's on, dude. Now we got a legit badass rival. We are the big dogs still. Sign who you want. We're the big daddy. But, okay, you got Pujols and you got our ace. I mean... And who's the favorite? I mean, we won the West by 10 games last year. So, okay, if you add the best hitter in baseball and you take away our best pitcher and add him to your flock of seagulls and making him your 3 or 4, is that worth 10 games? I mean, my first reaction is, yeah, it is. I'm not saying they're going to win the West, but damn.
Well, they had to do something. You know, especially with a new ownership and the GM trying to spend the new owner's money and they're trying to make a splash. And they're up against a team that's won the AL the last 2 years. You know, you can't make mini moves and hope to impress anybody into buying season tickets, right? So you got to do something. And man, they did something. I mean, is that the biggest single day spending of cash?
Gotta be.
It's $330 million or something,
it's,
you know?
$100 million or so more than he paid for the Angels.
Dear God.
10 years ago or whatever, whenever the hell it was.
That's crazy.
Those numbers are all off slightly.
No, but we're talking in generalities.
So anyway, Pujols goes, but let's talk Siege.
All right, so
what does it all mean?
The Marlins offered CJ 6 years and $99 million, which works out to 16.5 per. CJ ends
It's not
up,
like the dollar store. Why don't you just go 100 and make him feel like you're a $100 million man?
No, it's negotiations. You gotta be able to slide that contract with the triple digits. Like, if we're close here, you know, 99, then you can really be committed and look CJ Wilson in the face and go, let's make it 100.
Just slap that one extra on there.
Okay, I will sign with you.
Stick your hand out.
Shake your hand. But he took 5 years for 77 and a half, which is 15 and a half per, which is what, $1 million?
And the Rangers only offered four.
Okay, so how funny, for lack of a better term, is it, the way that the Rangers half-heartedly pretended to try to sign this guy? They didn't really try.
No, if they knew there was a six-year offer out there, which I imagine they did, throwing four out there is, again, it's a show offer.
John Daniels said that the Rangers are kind of set in their ways, that 4 years is kind of a soft max. They're not really comfortable even going anywhere past 4 years for a pitcher. But then again, that's something that that's a rule that they will gladly break for the right guy, and CJ was just not the right guy. His annual salary is going to increase from $10 million in 2012 to $11,000 the following year, $16,000 the following year, $18,000 in 2015, and in 2016, CJ is going to make $20 million.
So many cars.
So many TVs, cars, and swords.
Are you sad to see him go at all? He's getting hammered around here. It's like he did nothing. Okay. I mean,
how about this? This is probably the best way to ask that question. CJ Wilson takes the mound as an Angel.
Booze. He's going to get hammered.
Okay, so he's going to get rained
down
with booze. Okay, well, then that's
And he doesn't deserve
know.
It. I mean, for a guy who's...
He really doesn't.
But he's got, like, one of the most unique... First of all, he's one of the most unique dudes in the entire sport. Say, you know, we all... No one gets labeled douche harder than he does. I almost don't want to say it anymore because it's so oversaid.
Yeah.
But he's, like, the perfect story. He came from a junior college. I was reading the Newberg Report, which... This Newberg is just a piece of work. He is in a good
dude keeps emailing me. He won't stop.
He is so good.
You're just on the list. He's not emailing you personally.
He was a junior college pitcher.
We're best friends.
Junior college pitcher with a 2-10 record and a 6.87 ERA. You know, who had Tommy John when he was back. I mean, Newberg just does such great research. But anyway, this guy comes from nothing and builds himself up the right way. All in our franchise, he's like the most homegrown Texas Ranger pitcher.
But
and
his
then,
problem is...
Yes, his only problem is what? His honesty?
Right. His problem is he does cool things the way that... Like we were talking earlier. I expect, without knowing, that last night Dirk did something really, really cool that I can't do and don't know about.
But it's just because he tells us about it?
Is the straight edge racer just feels the need to explain that...
And I get it. Like
that he's doing things and got plans.
But it's true that he does all the stuff he says.
Right. We shouldn't hate that. We shouldn't. We don't like being told
it's such a unique dude. He should be everything that, you know, you cheer for and like are happy about, but everyone's just like, meh, to CJ.
Well, you know what, though? But okay, obviously, his last 10 playoff games, 9 starts, he's got a 1-5 record with a 4.82 ERA, and
yep.
You're on a team that's got a real chance to win a title. So there is the big letdown factor. You've got to deal with somebody that has played great in the regular season, done great stuff, got you to that point, talked crazy stuff, and then fails when you need it most. So that, as a fan, is what does it. But what I was curious about was if the people in the room, because as much as Twitter has changed things and information gets to you quicker and you get a feel for what's going on and what the fan base thinks, we really don't know what the inside, what the clubhouse feel for a guy is. I mean, you get a feeling that there's probably some people looking over at him and watching him play with 3 iPads at one time, and, you know, whatever,
yeah.
Playing with lasers, and think, okay, that
he's just doing Tai Chi in his locker by himself,
yes.
And everyone's like getting their stuff on. He's got a little,
he's got his, what's that?
The gi?
Yeah, he's got his gi.
His Shogun gi, just doing Tai Chi, just annoying the hell out of everybody.
I mean, does the alignment of the lockers even have anything to do about it? I mean, you have Mike Young, Kinsler, Nelson Cruz, and Josh all in one corner, and CJ's on the opposite side of the room.
It's always like that, too. The heart of the team, for every year, they've always got their little bunker together. So what I decided to do was I've got a couple people that, without getting into names, everybody wanted to be anonymous.
Wash?
We can play this game all the time, but I'm not
Nolan?
Sure. A long list of people. I sent 3 people that are intimately aware of the goings-on inside the locker room. I'll say that.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I sent them all this same text.
I'm thinking them. They're Nolan, Wash, and JD. That's how legit I think we are on this show.
If you want to think that, you can.
Okay,
I'm not going to confirm or deny who these people are, but I will say that these people know what is thought of CJ Wilson in the clubhouse.
If one of them references Epicenter, the movie, definitely know it's going to be Wash.
In your opinion, what do you think CJ Wilson's teammates thought of him? Was he liked or no?
Okay.
The first answer back was, respect his ability, think he's a self-serving pain in the A otherwise. He was a punchline. The next person said he was pretty much a joke in that clubhouse, but they were willing to deal with it because he was winning games for them. If they can get by without him, it would be a win-win. but more than a few guys are wondering if the staff can be very good as it's constructed right now. The third person said, my thought is that no one in the clubhouse will miss him. So, while we can talk about his goofy attitude and whatever and how, you know, it sucks when he doesn't perform in the postseason, and it's worse when he talks about, the grass was a little bit too long, and that's why, you know, whatever happened. If the guy's in the room...
I kind of just love CJ. I don't know, like, now he's gone already. I'm just kind of like, I already miss him. And who the hell's the soundbite now? I mean, we have some boring soundbite. Josh is the worst soundbite in the world.
You're Mike being Young, when you're talking about...
Yes, yeah. Obviously. Mike Young, okay, at least talks, but he doesn't give you too much. Kinsler doesn't give you much. There's no soundbites in that locker room now.
Here it is.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, what are you talking about? We got the ultimate soundbite.
No, yeah.
I don't really know.
You're right.
Tell me about your hair growth.
All right, hold on. What do we do now? We go get a Chinaman from Japan named Yu Darvish, and we're doing it.
Chinaman's the proper nomenclature, dude.
This whole posting thing is happening right now, guys. It is going on right now, guys. Teams have until next Wednesday. They're going to Wednesday. They submit the sealed bid to MLB by next Wednesday. You have to write a number on a piece of paper.
This is the way that it happened.
And hand it to Major League Baseball.
This is the way it happened with Dice K.
Right.
And the Red Sox put a number of $50 million or whatever.
$51.1 million posting fee.
Okay.
So that's the process we're in right now. We have to get an envelope to MLB by Wednesday. Then they, meaning the Ham Fighters of Nippon.
And you just give that money away. That doesn't go to a contract.
Hokkaido, actually, is where they're, I don't know, Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. Yeah, they decide in 4 days if they want to accept the bid, which they will. If they do, then the club, hopefully the Rangers, has 30 days to negotiate a deal with Darvish. And if no deals reach, the club gets all their money back.
Aye.
So basically, right now, every team, it's basically posting equals, let's whip them out.
Aye.
So every team right now is writing a number on an envelope and submitting them to MLB on Wednesday. They're going to crack them all open, and we're going to see whatever the highest offer is. So it's kind of a weird...
You know what number I'd write?
What?
8.
Just write 8?
Yep.
51.1 is what they did for Dice K. Machine tells me that was like $10 million more than second place.
Like 20.
Really?
The next highest one was like 32.
They overpay.
Because... Yeah. I was thinking 62 million is my guess, because it's got to be more than Dice K, right?
I don't know.
It's got to be significant. I think it
does.
When
you lost Cliff Lee last year, and now you've gotten rid of CJ, that number just goes up in that envelope, right? The need
yes,
for
exactly.
a talented
the need to turn it up
pitcher,
is overwhelming.
If he's that good, so to speak, Mike.
Well, just can't sit still anymore.
And the other thing is, you're basically getting the continent. You know, if you get Yu Darvish, you get it all. You get more than, you know, just the best pitcher we've seen in a long time. Guy was 18-6 with a 1.44 ERA last year. So
we'll have all the Nintendo.
Oh, we have the best technology. Yes.
Yeah. All the new screens.
We have so many Japanese friends.
Cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
We're gonna make friends with.
I
Japanese
think they're doing
people,
it. Then. I think on Wednesday they're
awesome
gonna open up
swords.
The envelopes.
Yes.
And we're going to find out that the Rangers...
Through the roof. The quality of the sushi.
The Rangers are going to get this dude on Wednesday, I think. But that made me think, what we should do, team, is do a little posting for Cash Saroy during this next break.
That's a good idea, Mike.
So we all are going to write down, myself, Krennic, KT, and Machine, we're going to write down, sealed in an envelope, what we're willing to post...
Everybody get a look at this. Huh?
For Cash Saroy.
Turn around.
This is all
turn around.
Available to
you. You can have it all.
Huh?
Turn it around.
Look at that.
Yep.
Look at that.
So we're all going to write down on an envelope what we want to post for Cash, and then the best offer, I don't know how we'll determine it, we'll get you, and we can make
with
you
science.
You can make him pitch, I guess, whatever. Make him pitch for your softball team. I don't
in
care.
The second
can
hour,
you even pitch?
In the yeah, I can go 7 innings for you.
You make him do whatever the hell you want. He's yours.
I'll probably have to go all 7 innings for us.
Maybe so. So during this break, we're all going to write down our postings for what we would pay for Cash Saroy. If you want to fire off any on Twitter, we'll submit you in the bidding.
This is stupid.
And then
we'll
open them up at the beginning of our next segment, which will be about my journeys to Cozumel. Let's do a quick drop-off, because people like that. KT, play a drop. You and I guess how many times it's been played in ticket history. I win, we rejoice, then we go to break. Shoot.
Great Cash, homie.
How many times, gentlemen?
I'm ready.
You go ahead.
Wizard?
Do you have a number?
Yes.
161.
111.
The winner of today's drop-off.
Come on.
Richard Cash Saroy.
Whoa! Less than 100?
Way less. 18.
God, I was going to go like 90.
18 times.
I don't think it's just,
Cash, homie.
Just on this show, I'm thinking.
We will find out the results of our posting stuff in an envelope for the services, whatever the hell they are, of Cash Saroy, and talk Cozumel Vacacion next.
Weird.
Cash right. Saroy. Circus Saroy show going until 2 o'clock today. We got to squeeze a lot in here. That is what I'm not going to say it. We're going to do a Cozumel chat here in a sec. Quick apologies to Derek Holland when I claimed there was no good sound bites left in the Ranger dugout or locker room.
Say you're sorry.
Zach Ballinger and Ashley DeBartolo yelled at me on Twitter for that.
Good.
One of them very hot.
You deserve to be yelled at.
One of them hot. The other one is Zach Ballinger. Everybody posted for Cash Saroy. I'm holding the envelopes just like the Rangers. We're going to win Yu Darvish on Wednesday.
Can't wait to see what I'm worth.
We got KT Machine. Our friend Stanley Store is here. He's just so posted. Dumb. Krennic is here. Bass walked in. Let's just whip these things open. We'll get to Cozumel in a minute. Let's see what are you worth anonymously to our friends. Krennic says cracked water pipe with a missing bowl.
That's a winner right there.
A cracked water pipe with a missing bowl. Michael Krennic willing to give to you. KT,
high start.
I want $3,000 to cover my child support payment. I want an aquarium with lots of exotic fish. I want Snowflake from Ace Ventura Pet Detective. And I want one stick of chewing gum, and then, only then, will I take cash. Okay, KT.
Wait, no. So he's asking for...
Yeah, he wants all that. Paid.
Thought that was his Christmas list.
I thought it was supposed to be what you're willing to give up.
Well, that's exactly what what he wrote.
It's not how it...
My man. A machine.
Hey.
A bucket of drugs. Mitt Romney. Dave Lawson sweats. Funny to like
what the hell
four people,
but you
funny,
don't get it.
But funny, Sean Bass late ad my leather pants. Oh no, that's Sean, our Sean, my leather pants. Your friend in studio who once
wore leather pants
agreed to a deal where all you guys were going to wear leather pants for some reason. He's the only one who did
it. We're going to go to a U2 concert here in Dallas of the Texas, and we said, oh, let's all go buy leather pants. And then he was the only. We tricked him into being the only one to buy them.
Sean Bass, actual denomination, $12.75 and a half a pot belly turkey.
Ooh, delicious.
A sandwich.
Delicious. Half a
included.
Sandwich.
And then I posted for my brother a semi-operational PlayStation 2 and a box of Cookie Crisp. So we'll determine where you're headed.
So who wins me?
Some Twitter people. Dave says, lint ball on a used staple from my pocket. Our boy Otniel Diaz, $27 and a frozen pot pie. You're choosing. Another guy, 4 Nippon hams for the services.
I'm not really...
And one Seikyu lion. That's what Sven Trautmann says.
I don't think there's a clear winner.
Ooh, Danny Salazar, $27.01. He just upped somebody. Nobody wants you, Cash.
Shocker.
That goes for your family and the listener.
Shut up.
That's pretty harsh. Let's talk a little about my adventures,
wait,
my journeys.
Hold on. Before you do that...
Oh!
The guitar wails. Time to set sail.
Mike
is on another adventure.
Mike's
big ass adventure.
Yeah. Sounds like the one I did for you.
No, it's different.
You redid the whole thing?
I did the whole thing.
It's the remix.
I was on a badass adventure, bitch.
So you went south of the border.
Tandem. Pulled him out. Tandem.
And you've been to Mexico, right?
I have. I went to Cozumel, Mexico.
Now, you were staying at an all-inclusive resort,
yep.
Right? So, I've always wondered if that is as it's advertised. Do you pay X amount before you even arrive?
Cozumel's a fairly cheap place to go, especially right now, which is kind of why we did. We just wanted to knock out a, you know, relatively cheap vacation. I think it was, God, I don't want to give the wrong number. I don't know. Like $500 or $600 for each of us for like a week. So it's just over $1,000, I think. No, you know, it wasn't. It was like $700 for both of us for the week.
Really?
Not counting airfare. But, so the all inclusive, I'll skip right to it. The food blows.
See, that's what I'm worried
about. It sucks.
Really?
Drinks are great. Drinks are readily available at every bar. You just get an armband and you can just knock down as much drink as you want.
Is it like Johnny Cuervo?
No. I was drinking Crown and Coke.
Absolut.
Now. I was drinking Crown and Coke.
Okay, well, that's a brand name.
But then again, I don't know if they've emptied it out and put 10 high in there. but they like the drinks are great, and the people are great. The resort was great. Beach was great. Everything. Our location wasn't that good because the southern tip of the island is where all the badass reefs really are, and we were on the kind of the northern tip of the island. So the location wasn't great, but the food sucks. They kind of just recycle the whole thing, like French fries for dinner one night. The next morning are breakfast potatoes.
So, throw an egg on them.
Yes, and it's just kind of just not that great food. I mean, that's the biggest knock. So the first like 2 days we ate a lot at the resort, and then we realized, dude, we got to get out of here and just sample
okay,
a
so
lot
you
of the
did,
local
you
restaurants.
Did, I was because you know anytime I go anywhere, I don't you know the well, I don't want to out anybody, but there some local celebrities like to travel with the team, and then the first thing they like to do when they go to Philadelphia, New York, or whatever is find the Chili's.
Yeah.
You know, and I like to experiment with whatever the
local
fair is.
You know my favorite local sportscaster is? It's Rick Renner.
Really?
On an unrelated note.
I thought he was going to be at a party that I was at last night. I was going to take pictures with Rick Renner, but
I love Rick Renner.
Didn't happen.
He's the one who eats at Chili's and loves it. That's what you were saying.
Well, you said it.
Other things offered at my resort were free golf, Cash.
Really?
Yeah, free golf on a Jack Nicklaus design course, no less.
Is it not kept up that great, though?
No, it's in great shape, but that means $30 to rent the cart, $45 to rent sticks.
This is not all-inclusive.
And not counting balls, gloves, tees that you may have to buy. So everyone who's going to this thing and they say free golf, just know that. And bring a glove and balls.
Whoa, what do they say free golf? What is the free part?
Greens fees.
Oh, so the actual free golf.
Yes, but you pay for a cart and you still have to rent. $45 to rent your crappy clubs for 3.5 hours.
Boy, I bet you.
$45. I'm like, I can't do it. They also have a spa on premises, and guess who got it rubbed down?
Yeah, happy ending?
No. No.
Sort of happy ending?
No.
Unhappy ending?
But I got butt naked and just stood there in front of Glory with my hands on my hips. And she said, just go ahead and put these undies back on, Americano.
Did you say? I'm already. And she's like, no, it's not gonna.
Perhaps I'd be more comfortable like
that
this.
One of your lower stakes tables.
And she
Did
rubbed.
You get your anus bleached?
No, I didn't pay for that.
That is not part of the all-inclusive.
I did not. No, you pay extra for that, my main man. No, but it was really nice. It's only this, like, basically first massage in my life. It was really good. And they did like the hand and foot scrub. I deserve the best.
You
I've
do.
Said this many times.
We need to still have our show pedicure trip.
Okay, we can do that.
I want to, because I think that you will be surprised by what happens there.
Can I tell you about the most distant outpost bar on Cozumel? It's like basically all the hotels and everything on the south, or excuse me, on the west side of an island.
I think I've been right where you're talking about.
Oh,
is
really?
Is it all by itself with nothing
on
it?
Yeah, there's a couple places on the east side of the island where basically the waves are too rough, so nobody really goes in the water. So
there's hammocks.
Yeah, well, there's hammocks everywhere.
Well, I'm saying, I went to Cozumel once after I graduated college, and I think I know exactly what you're talking about. I took a scooter. Did you have to ride a scooter?
We rented a Jeep.
Okay.
So we did a lap around the island. We go to the furthest southeastern island. It's like Bob Marley's reggae bar, like every other bar is. And there's one employee behind. I mean, it's on this cool beach, like overlooking these rocks, sunset. I mean, amazing place, but it's a dead time on the island, so there's really nobody there. One couple is there, right? And they're just sitting there drinking, and you know, I just kind of say hi, and I walk past them, and I'm just kind of looking at the beach right when I got there, and he looks at me, and he goes, Dallas, huh? And I'm like,
what are you wearing?
Yeah, I started looking down at my clothes. I'm like, dude, and I have a hat on. I wear the Great Game hat. It's kind of what my top in rotation right now. On the back of it does say 13:10 a.m.
So it doesn't. So
it's a 13.
So he's a ticket list.
Yeah, he's a damn P1. The one person on the most remote corner bar in Cozumel says Dallas. Huh? I'm like, yeah. And he said, oh, yeah. No, well, actually, he lives in New Jersey now. But he's like, I lived in Dallas for a long time. A huge P1. Like, dude, are you kidding?
That's so crazy. You are taking part in a Tele-Hispanic about the ticket month.
See?
I don't think that's...
that's December.
That's not how it goes.
And also, the place is one of those places they let you write on everything. So I wrote... I tried to post the picture, but I couldn't get the thing on there. So I wrote in huge letters, it's great to listen to the ticket. Just like overlooking like the gorgeous sunset. So hopefully somebody runs into that in the future.
You should post it on the internet.
Yeah, I was gonna tweet it, but I don't have it.
So, and then you went diving, you went snorkeling,
snorkeling every day.
Did you scuba?
No, I didn't scuba.
We talked about this.
I know, I was gonna, but
is it because you can't poop?
No, that's an unrelated problem I'm dealing with currently right now. Reverse Montezuma's revenge, because I got a lot of Mexico still inside me.
You know why I'm thinking? You know what I'm thinking?
I have something to declare. I smuggled a parrot.
I'm taking a little joy in this only because you don't look like you're in pain. Like, it just looks like discomfort, and in between breaks, you're kind of...
I just lean
noises.
Back, and I kind of expose my whole belly and just say,
I wish I could let it out.
Does this look normal? Because I'm a bit of a hypochondriac anyway, so I'm convinced my whole plumbing system is failing on me as we speak.
You have to cut it out.
My palms are all sweaty.
Is that the worst way to go, if your plumbing just fails?
Shut up. It's dead serious. I have real problems.
It's probably not happening to you. And if it is, and you go, I'm sorry that I talked like this.
I saw a guy with
Wayne die with like 40 pounds of impacted feces. Is that what you're heading towards?
Why do you know that? Everybody
knows that.
No, that's a fun fact.
Poop cancer is a real thing.
That is a fun fact. I don't think it's poop cancer. I just got back from Mexico. I just can't go to the bathroom.
And then Elvis just cleaned it all out. That's the opposite of the John. So John Wayne and Elvis are exact opposites in that way.
I saw a guy with the Time Is Now t-shirt on.
Really?
Yeah. I swerved in the road. Now, yeah, go Mavs! Anyway.
Well, that's a fun story.
Not bad. Yeah. Not a bad adventure I've told you about.
I wish I'd have gone with you.
I'm glad you weren't there now.
Next time.
The only thing reason I wish you were there is because then now your stomach would be hurting too.
Hmm.
And then you'd be in pain and I'd be happy.
Let's talk Mavericks, Mike.
Okay, let's do it next on the Circus Rush on the Ticket. Fart. Let's go, Mavericks.
Yeah.
1:15 the time, Cirque du Soleil show till 2 today, then Sean Bass and Ty Waka, maybe? Going to do Ticket Sports Saturday.
Ty Waka.
Talk some serious sports. We're going to talk some serious cowboy sports at 1:50 or so. We're going to play a little sports roulette at 1:30, but right now, Cash will calm me down, I guess.
Well, there's
What's
a lot
up
of,
with these Mavericks, dude?
A lot of Dallas Mavericks news. And, you know, how you ingest your news for your favorite sports team has changed so much because of Twitter.
Yes.
You know, it used to be that you waited for the Sports Center to come on at whatever time and, you know, hear everything, and then the interwebs busted out and you could find things out. And now Twitter, as deals are being made or talked about, they kind of leak out there. The new stuff for the Mavericks are that they're working on a contract to bring in one Vince Carter. Reports are that a 1 or 2 year deal, possibly for that mid-level exception of $5 million.
You want to hear my new nickname for Vince Carter?
Give it to me now.
Half Mav, half 100.
He's not that old.
See?
34 years old, 14 points last season he averaged. And his best seasons were when he was with Jason Kidd in New Jersey. They were awesome, you know, on the fast break. So that'll add a little bit of excitement, a little bit of scoring, and we'll get into how I think Mark Cuban and Donnie Nelson feel about players like that in relation to Dirk. Then also, Brendan Wright's been brought in, who's, you know, was a top five recruit. He was a lottery pick in the NBA, but he just hasn't stayed healthy. He's an offensive, tall guy that'll, you know, spell Dirk for some minutes if he's got something in him. And then the two biggest bits of news surround Dwight Howard and the Chris Paul trade. And these things are intertwined, and, you know, there's no chance of Chris Paul ending up here. The rumors are that Dwight Howard has gotten his agent to have permission to speak about trade possibilities with three teams, the Nets, the Lakers, and the Mavs.
Boom. Let's get him.
And in conjunction with this, Tyson Chandler has now... He's agreed to terms with the Knicks, but it seems that it's going to be a sign and trade so that the Mavs are going to get something back instead of just losing Tyson Chandler.
Why are they doing that?
Well,
the Mavs are talking him into it?
I think that the Knicks were in a bad way. They have some bad contracts,
and they can't
just sign Tyson without making some kind of move. They were trying to give players away with a couple million dollars just to make it so they could sign it. So I think that this makes it an ability to make it a done deal.
They also amnestied Chauncey Billups today.
Yeah, so those are the moves they had to make in order to get Tyson Chandler in the fold. So we picked up the guard from Syracuse. What was his name?
Andy Rottens. Something called Andy Rottens.
And more importantly, they picked up a trade exception, which gives them a little bit of flexibility. And that's what this whole thing with the Mavericks is about. And this is why this team had to do what it had to do. You couldn't just sign everybody back because of the flexibility that wouldn't be there.
For what? For 2014 and beyond?
But not even that.
Okay, let me be generic sports problem. And I'm sure this has been discussed all week. Again, I have been out of town. Why not sign Tyson? Why not sign JJ? Why not make another run and win this year's title, win back-to-back titles?
The short answer to that is that this turned into the perfect negative storm for the Mavericks. Donnie and Mark have run things in such a way that every single nut that could be twisted to make this team better, to every loophole, any time that the Mavs wanted something, they could easily write a bigger check. They could take on a bad contract. They could get, that's how they got all their talented players with Marion and Kidd and Tyson, all these guys. They could take on somebody else's bad contract, sign a check away, and be done with it.
Okay.
And they had the will and the money to go ahead and make
this done.
And can
they not do that still?
And the problem is they're so far down the old road that, listen, Mark Cuban was one of the five owners that was against the CBA deal because it put the Mavs in a bad way. And they had, on top of that, they had the six free agents. So they had so many free agents. Three of them I consider to be major in Tyson, Caron Butler, and JJ. That these guys now have to look out for themselves, and they've just won a championship. Their stock's never going to be any higher. In order for the financial health of the franchise over the next couple of years to even be close to being able to field the team, they couldn't sign older players to five-year contracts. So that's why I think Mark and Donnie probably offered these guys 1 or 2 year deals with the, you know, intent of, hey, let's get this band back together. Let's try to make this happen. But if you are at the moment in your life where this is where you have to sign a piece of paper to take care of your family forever and your kids' kids and all that stuff, you know, you can't risk signing a one-year deal. If you're Tyson Chandler, you're 31 years old, you've had feet problems, you're a seven-footer, those guys break down, those are the odds of the thing, and you can't take a chance at signing a one-year deal and then you pop a foot. By the same token, the Mavs can't sign him to a five-year deal and something happens with that foot in the first 20 games of this season. So on top of that, and I don't want to bog down with all the numbers and all this stuff, but as a for instance, let's say the luxury tax is $18 million that the Mavs would have to pay. They're in the luxury tax. They have to pay an extra $18 million. Well, the new rules compound that. So if you stay in, if you're a luxury tax team and you stay in the luxury tax, you pay too much money over the cap, it compounds to where that $18 million, which is a massive amount of money, by the fourth year of that deal, you're talking about that turning into an extra $70 million, roughly. And you can't do a business that way. I mean, that is, even if you're a billionaire, that is.
And that's new, and that's not how it was before.
Not how it was
so before, it was just year to year, you could get by paying the luxury tax, whatever that was, and just bite your lip and go for it. Now it compounds, so you can't put yourself in that position.
It's just, it's not feasible anymore.
What window are they now? Because the window was open, obviously. And now the championship window for this year is gone, is it not? I mean, I don't want to be so pessimistic, but pending some Dwight Howard deal or Chris.
Okay, but even if there is no Dwight Howard deal, because they're talking about making a deal for the Sacramento Kings,
D'Alembert.
Yes, for D'Alembert.
Yeah.
So that is what that is going to allow the trade that they made with the Knicks is going to allow them to go get D'Alembert, who's an athletic center who can work with Brendan Haywood and be that other guy, right? Now, it also could be used for Dwight Howard, but I think it's more of a pie in the sky, you know, thing. The one thing that is a fact is that money that you're not willing to spend on an older and not always healthy Tyson Chandler, you'll throw it all at Dwight Howard. But the problem is that the Orlando Magic can't get as much from the Mavs as they can get from the Nets. Now, the Nets have been accused of tampering because the report is that Dwight Howard himself met with Prokhorov, the owner of the Nets, and that is completely not allowed. You're not allowed to meet with a guy that's on another team. So the guys in Orlando feel that they've got a deal in place to send him to the Nets, but they want a better deal. So it's possible that they're holding this tampering charge over the Nets' head because, as we've seen, David Stern has gotten into the trade-stopping business with what he's done with Chris Paul over the last 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So if it can be proven that Dwight Howard met with the owner of the Nets, that's a tampering charge. There's going to be a big fine and a very big possibility that he has to step in and say, not only you pay a big fine, but you're not allowed to make a trade with, you're not allowed to get this player. So I think that the Magic could be holding that kind of over the Nets' head saying, you better sweeten the deal or else we're going to make this thing ugly and you're not even going to get the guy you want, which doesn't help out either side. But the point is, a superstar of that caliber would be somebody that you'd throw that extra money to that you're not willing to throw to Tyson Chandler. I mean, he is younger, more fit, more awesome, but I don't think that it's a dancing partner that really works out on the Magic side. The only thing is, that's one of the three teams, so they're ahead of 27 other teams right now in the possibility of getting Dwight Howard, but I think it's a pie in the sky
situation.
What's
the time frame for a Dwight Howard thing? Like, I know you don't really know,
because
this is insane right now, which, by the way, I'm just reading Chris Paul trade, resubmitted.
Right.
Almost the same thing, and resubmitted to the Lakers.
And that's the point. All these teams learned from last year's nightmare with Carmelo Anthony. Nobody wants to go into a season where they know that their superstar is going to be gone. Their fan base doesn't like it. The team has to answer questions every single day about, well, there's a rumor that so-and-so is interested in making the trade. Have you guys heard that Carmelo's headed to Dallas? Have you heard that Carmelo's headed to Washington? Oh, the Knicks are involved. It's a nightmare to come into the final season Plus, the farther you get down the season, the team that owns the player, like New Orleans, so it's a bad example because the team, the league is owning the team. But the Orlando Magic, if they know that they're going to lose Dwight Howard, the farther through the season you get, the less leverage they have because the other team that's trading them knows that they're going to get nothing for him. So they can offer less, you know? So right now is the moment for teams to make the best deals on both sides. And
the time is now.
The time is now, so to speak. And one real quick thing, I wanted to thank Brian David, a good friend of mine, who brought up a link from December 29th, 2010, where Phil Jackson was in New Orleans. His Lakers had just beaten New Orleans. And he had some interesting quotes that said, "I don't know if New Orleans can support a team," Phil Jackson said. And then the franchise was recently bought by the NBA, which prompted Jackson to say, "Not very happy about that." Jackson put forth a scenario where Hornets star Chris Paul might revive his demand for a trade, and Jackson wondered how the league would manage being the one deciding which other franchise would get Paul. Jackson said, "Who's going to pull the button on it? When Chris says he has to be traded, how's that going to go? Someone's going to have to make a very non-judgmental decision on that part that's not going to make anyone irate in the league." So this, like so many things in pro sports and the NBA specifically with what just happened in the lockout, has been coming down the pipes. Like you're standing on a track, this train's coming at you, everybody sees it happening, but it still gets to that point to where the league has to step in and veto a trade because of it not being fair for who, and then which owner thinks it's all right, and which one thinks that the league shouldn't be involved in these things. It's just a really interesting and sticky situation.
Did they really say who's going to pull the button?
Yeah, who's going to pull the button on
Phil Jackson?
I just wanted to be factual.
Who's going to pull the button? Let's do a quick drop-off and get the hell out of here. Go.
Straight cash, homie.
Same drop, different person. You want me to go first this time?
Yeah, but I'm ready.
You go first then.
Go for it.
39, in honor of Larry Zonka.
61.
Coming to yeha, coming to, coming to, coming to yeha.
Wizard is your winner of this drop-off.
Yes! Number, that's 1-1, bitch.
Number 6.
Don't have to call me that.
Really?
Way overshooting this.
Straight cash, homie.
7. Let's do a little sports roulette next on the ticket. I requested no code from you, and I'm not getting it. I'm getting a lot of 10, which is fine, but...
Only one of the greatest albums of all time, buddy.
I know that. We all know that.
We'll give you some no code here after the next break.
We're doing... You want to play a little... You want to do a little sports gambling, me and you?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's head into our little ticket game room here.
I thought they would have moved this over to the new building by now.
No, this is the last thing they move. Oh, we
it's
don't.
Because it's so heavy.
But they did move the door already, so
yeah,
you don't have to actually walk in. You just kind of ease in. Let's play some sports roulette, Cash.
It smells like smoke.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the casino.
Hey, Machine.
Hello. Great to see you.
Hello, Loud Machine.
You are.
Not
nice.
How are you?
What are we doing today? Roulette again?
Yeah, let's play some sports roulette.
Well, we like,
no,
I didn't already know that.
No. Let's do Pie Gal.
I'm not prepared for that, so we're gonna do roulette.
Pie Gal. Roulette.
KT.
All right, let's,
those Pie Gal sound effects.
Let's put some chips on some sports topics, and then we'll see where the ball lands.
All right,
Cash.
Go for it.
All right, my put some chips here, and then look at the chips here.
Yeah, I got it.
Chip noises.
Okay.
Chip noises. All right.
Spin that son of a bitch.
Polo. Polo. Polo.
Big polo day for
here
you.
Comes.
Polo.
There we go. Looks like number 2, which is the number of intimate relationships that Kevin Turner has had in his life. Looks like cooking meth in Walmart is not a good idea. Tell me why.
Alicia Half Moon Machine. That's an Indian sounding name. Alicia Half Moon.
What, the Alicia part?
Tulsa woman. Accused of trying to cook meth in a Walmart. 45-year-old Alicia, who's,
I'm
you
sure.
know.
Meth hot. How,
meth
how long
hot.
Does it take to make meth? Anybody idea?
I don't know.
At least
night.
One episode of Breaking Bad.
Right.
I don't know.
Hmm. Depends on how nice the RV is, I guess. She went in there for 6 hours.
How'd she get the RV into Walmart?
She's grabbing ingredients from the shelves and mixed chemicals inside the store. She spent 6 hours and kind of just milling about in the back of the store until somebody finally noticed that something was rotten in Denmark and chased her down and busted her. Called the fuzz.
I guess you have to be on a lot of meth to think that
that meth
is
must
a good
be
idea.
Serious, huh?
It's a strong motivational technique. I would think.
So the things are just
and
hard
you
to
just
get.
You just want meth so bad.
That you want to cook it in Walmart?
And you're like, all right, well, what are my options? I have no money.
There's too many. There's too
I mean, you're
employees.
A girl, so you always have the number one option to get what you want, right?
Right.
And she's not, I mean.
She could have given it away.
She's no worse than
spiders.
Wendy.
She looks like she's giving it away quite a bit.
You got spiders crawling
like.
Out of your skin and snakes flying at you all the time. You don't give a damn.
So you're like, I'm going straight. To Walmart. I'm going to make it work. And so I can, there's enough, there's everything you need in a Walmart to properly make meth.
Yeah, well, we're not exactly sure that she is a genius meth cooker.
And we're not making the blue stuff here?
I don't think.
We're going bare minimum?
I think this is coming out khaki.
Officer confronted her about 6 p.m. She had just allegedly finished mixing a bottle of sulfuric acid with starter fluid. And you just start huffing the stuff or smoking the little rocks?
I think you eat it in a sandwich.
Lithium chemical drain cleaner.
Just lick a battery and...
Yeah. No. While they were removing...
Acid.
The volatile brew, one officer was treated for chemical burns. So good for you, Alicia Half Moon. Stay hard.
All right.
What's your stage name?
I'm betting
all right, roll the wheel.
I'm betting on a world speed record. World speed record.
Land, water, air.
Amphibian world speed record.
There it is, gentlemen. Looks like number 39, which is allegedly Mike Cirilli's body count. Scholarships for spankings. What is this about?
Throw a one on the front of that, my man. Henry Allen Fitzsimmons, 2 years for giving scholarships in exchange for spankings. A Virginia restaurant owner accused of spanking three young girls he was helping financially. So he basically said, I'll pay for you to go to college if you come over regularly and let me spank you.
I'm in.
Dude, this is the best thing ever. And this guy gets in trouble for this?
I can spank.
I don't think.
2 years in prison.
I don't think that's correct.
54-year-old Fitzsimmons agreed to provide an allowance and college tuition to the women under a so-called scholarship program. Part of the plan, the women agreed to be spanked if they violated certain rules,
so there
such
was no
as
other...
failing to call Fitzsimmons or drinking alcohol.
Oh, so they had to come in clean and sober,
mm-hmm.
freshly prepared to be punished.
Fanny up!
And then, so nothing else untoward happened?
This is spanking, apparently. And people are into some crazy stuff, so...
What was the Dan McDowell sound
slap,
that he kept
slapping sounds.
Yeah. Oh.
Slap,
I mean, that sounds like a sweet deal. And this guy gets in trouble?
You want me to spank you?
We should start a business.
Okay, go
like,
on.
Like the...
go on.
A
like
leather
the,
shop?
Like the female... in Arizona? Like the yeah. female wellness shop in Hung. But instead of that, it's for spanking.
Dude, this is not even... It's spanking. It's fine. So what if it was slap you across the face? That's what I mean. No, that'd be battery then.
Yeah, that's not good.
Can't do anything fun.
America just stinks.
Spanking
now.
Is not okay.
Is there a contract? Is there a legal binding deal? That's
I don't
been?
Know.
Love contracts.
They're going to damn college for free, and I'll have to just come over and get spanked every now and again.
What's this world coming to?
Guys should be.
Who would
let's roll the wheel.
Groups, come into the studio. It's time for your spanking.
God, how many spanking drops do we have? Spin the wheel of sports.
Slap, slap, slapping sounds.
And it goes around.
That's the one.
Are we going to have one that's sports related today?
I hope so.
Looks like black red for... Or black red, what'd I say that? Black 3, I'm sorry. Black. Going crazy in here. Black 3 for RG3 for the Heisman.
I think 3 is red, if I'm not mistaken.
You don't know anything.
RG3's winning the Heisman in a few hours. It's going to Baylor. It's a done deal.
Is it Stiff Arm Award? Is that website? I'm going to look it up. You talk.
I don't know. Is it?
You go ahead.
It's funny how nowadays they basically know. You know, it was only a few years ago where you didn't know, but now they know, I guess, all the writers who get a vote and all the former Heisman winners, and they all basically say it. It's like exit polling at a political thing. They know who's going to win.
Since 2002, this website called stiffarmtrophy.com has not only gotten the correct... Heisman winner each year.
Mm-hmm.
They've also picked off first, second, and third place in the proper order every year.
Okay.
So
and they have RG.
And RG3 is going to win the Heisman Trophy with a projected percentage of votes at 77.9%, followed by Andrew Luck in second place at 48%, and Richardson with 26.2%.
Let me hand you this piece of paper. This is a legitimate betting slip. I'm not just turning my computer to you and showing you a wager placed on an online betting site. That's
nine,
not what I'm doing.
Nine,
what I'm
28?
Doing is handing you a real piece of paper from a legitimate casino in Las Vegas.
I'm holding it.
That was legally placed.
Why are you telling me that? You gave it to
I'm
me.
Just
I'm holding
being
it.
Crystal clear.
9/28/11 future wager.
That's September 28th,
20
this year.
To 1. Bet 10 to win 2011 Heisman Trophy. Robert Griffin III, Baylor.
Cheddar.
Boom.
So your friend did that?
Yeah, I had a friend in Vegas make that bet for me, not on a website. Hmm. How about that? $10 to win 200.
Congratulations.
My ship comes in tonight, boy.
Free rooms and drinks tonight.
Yep. For
on
everybody.
Me.
I'll on spank
me.
All of you.
So to speak.
Through the spanking machine. All right, what else you got? Other
Let's
than
do the wheel.
Me getting paid. That actually made me money, the wheel.
What is it?
Looks like red 7. 7, the number of weeks that Casey Millen will be employed here. Looks like Charlie Bell likes to get his drink on.
Is this one
What's
of the guys
with
from
that?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
It is not.
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie Bell.
Day.
Charlie Day.
Day.
Charlie Kelly.
That's a tease.
Charlie Kelly.
Charlie Kelly, is that Johnny Dangerously?
Johnny no, that's Kelly. Johnny Kelly.
Johnny Kelly.
Your brother, Johnny Kelly. Johnny Dangerously.
Gonna kill him.
Not kill him at the
Savoy Theater tonight.
Do you think you can do Roman Roney quotes on the radio? Don't do them. You know, the F ones?
Yeah.
Can you legally do those on the radio? I would not. Don't do
I'm
them.
I'm going to take your dwarf.
Yeah, that one.
I'm going to nail it to the wall.
But the knock down that blanking wall.
No, I don't think you can do that.
But it's not. Anyway, Charlie Bell is a guard for your Warriors of the NBA.
And in basketball?
Yep, he got a DUI. This comes up a couple times a year. Shows up to court for the DUI hearing, drunk as hell.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, what did he do?
Was he just reeking of booze?
He just whiskey. Showed up drunk, and I guess they made him.
Oh, you.
They made him blow,
want.
And he blew a .09,
so to speak.
So they hold him in a district cell on bond violation until he sobers up, and then he's back Friday morning.
All right, now this brings up another conversation that I just had at dinner Bottom. The other night.
This is just an alcoholic, and that's why I almost don't want to make too much fun because. Now, go ahead. I'll make fun. He's an alky.
I don't understand bond, and we had this conversation at dinner, and I think I understand it now. Why do we talk about bond being set at $250,000?
And you pay 10% of it,
and then
I think?
You pay 10% of it, and somebody has to come up with the $25,000, and you get to walk.
KT, you got this one?
Well, seriously.
KT, explain bond to us, please.
Is it the same as Bell?
I don't know.
Is bond and Bell the same thing?
Oh, God, we sound so stupid right
listening.
Now. Chronic, get in here.
30 seconds on bond.
30 seconds on bond versus bail. Go.
I think they're the same thing. In my extensive experience with the justice system, you know, you put down 10%, but you're responsible for all of it if you don't show up to court or don't show up at all.
You still have 10 seconds.
That's all I know about it.
That's actually
five
really
more,
good,
five more,
though.
Five more.
Okay.
Use the rest to tease Cirque.TV.
That was really great. Is that it?
That's good all job. I didn't mean to make fun of you. Good work.
I've got a couple more.
All right,
y'all
want
to keep putting money
quick.
Down?
Yeah, spin them quick. Quick
spin quickly,
spin
quickly,
spin
quickly,
spin
quickly. Looks like Black 9. Story about a UFC fighter getting fired for saying, I'm not going to quote it because I don't want to get fired.
I want you to quote it because you don't really
oh
have a job.
Oh, my God.
But no, he did. So he tweeted. He didn't just say
he
it.
He tweeted.
But he
says,
tweeted.
Here it is.
Hold on. Before you do it, let me make sure you don't
what
get
did he
fired.
Say? What did he say?
He tweeted a line that was on FX's It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's
So he's quoting. He's got the
millions
quote
of people watch.
Amnesty. He's got the quote amnesty.
Obviously not. So, Machine, go ahead and say what he tweeted.
It says, if a rape van was called a surprise van, more women wouldn't mind going for rides in them. Everyone likes surprises.
Pretty funny. So this guy tweets it, and Dana White hears about it, doesn't know it's a quote, and just snap fires him because, obviously, rape is not funny.
The implication.
Because of the implication.
And that quote's not even from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, as was reported. It's from Workaholics.
Really?
Yes, all the Always Sunny people
You're
are...
quote police over here.
All the Always Sunny people are tweeting that that's not from our show, and the Workaholics are like, oh, we got this one, guys, sorry.
This is ours.
So, right. Is there been some
no, I don't
resolution
think so.
Here?
I think that's it. I think you got the whole story.
Huh.
All right, one last one. Hope it lands on green. Oh, yeah, don't land on
no.
Spinning, 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 spinning.
No green.
There it is, green!
Yeah!
Wow, look at that.
Are we playing a game? Doesn't that trigger...
Oh, we're playing games.
Doesn't that trigger a game?
Green is
again.
An initial draft.
Oh, it's like a name
Ooh,
draft.
Look at this.
I don't even know what that
one
is.
One on one.
And I'm going to give you the initials right now.
And then we just go back and forth naming famous
exactly.
people with those initials?
You got the complex idea
this.
Down.
I lose this.
Exactly.
I'm ready.
Go.
The initials are M.
Michael Moore, filmmaker.
Mickey Mouse.
Mike Marshall, our producer.
Mickey Mantle.
Minnie Mouse.
Ah! Oh. Mr. Magoo.
Max Morgan.
Oh.
Oh, I can go all day.
Mar. Marvin the Martian.
Nice. Marty McFly.
It's a dagger right there.
Dagger.
I don't have one on deck, though, so.
Mr. Magoo.
What? You just did that,
did
dummy.
I?
You're done.
Done.
You're
victory.
Done. The winner.
Sweet victory once again.
Mike Soroy.
Mine. Let's talk a little.
Did I really say Mr. Magoo?
Yes, idiot. Like two ago. Any obvious ones?
Mark McLemore. Do we say that?
Mark McLemore.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Ooh.
Devil Race pitcher.
Mickey Moore.
Matt Moore.
Matt Moore.
Mark McGuire. Do we say that?
No.
What's up?
Whatever.
Monster Mash.
Break.
No. Would have counted. All right, let's talk a little Cowboys next. .157 Cirque du Soleil wrapping it up. Oh, there he is.
There
oh,
he
look
is.
Who's happy.
His shades.
CJ Wilson with the Angels
God,
cap
can we
on.
Pop this up?
Angels jersey.
Machine, can we do this?
The biggest. No, we can't.
Ugh.
The biggest sunglasses.
I would love to hear a little of this.
It's outdoor.
There you go. You know, like.
Press conference.
I'm going to do like a Funny or Die video, and it's going to be really funny. And
I'm writing it in my head. Well, there he is, getting introduced. Good for CJ. We're about done, right? You want my Cowboy prediction for tomorrow?
Yes.
DeMarco Murray runs for over 140 yards. And it's not just all Fiametta. I just think the Giants' run defense sucks. And he will surpass not only 1,000 yards for the season, but he also surpassed Tony Dorsett's rookie record of 1,007 yards. They're going to jam it down their throat, Cash, which reminds me of my favorite ever Ty Walker porn birthday, Destination Tonsils. Nice. I think of that every third day, I'd say, for some reason. And here's the man himself with Sean Bass. What's up, dudes?
How are y'all doing?
What's up, Mike, Cash?
Pretty good.
So what was the final winning bid?
Oh, for anonymous posting for Cash? I don't know.
What would you post, Ty?
For what now?
We had a posting for Cash, like you, Darvish. We all wrote an envelope what we were willing to give. I don't remember.
I was just shy of $13 and half a sandwich.
Yeah.
That bucket of drugs looks pretty good.
Yeah, bucket of drugs was nice. I gave
what does Cash offer if I mean,
what you see is what you get.
It's like
everything you know about Cash.
It's like Storage Wars.
See, now, if we just said it that way, I think I've got more to offer than just when you look at me.
It's like Storage Wars. You just look. You can't walk in. You just take a look.
Flash my light in there for a little bit. Yep.
But he'll pitch, I guess. He'll pitch. You got a good arm.
I pitch. I can get you in a Mavs game.
You can get you in.
Oh, well, see, there you go. I'll bid $17.
I don't know if that tops my semi-operational PlayStation 2 and box of Cookie Crisp.
Nice. Cookie Crisp.
It's delicious cereal.
That's my go-to cereal joke for the last couple of weeks.
But that just allows you to negotiate with him.
That is true.
You don't necessarily get his services. That's just you win the posting.
That is true.
Yeah, but you go in knowing that I'm not a real good negotiator. So I could probably get taken on the behind end, if you so to
what?
Speak.
Whoa.
Is that
well,
whenever
I couldn't say
A-end,
which is what
anything.
I was going to...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The back end.
Here.
I got a question.
I get taken on the back end.
For you, Mike, because you're all up behind Cookie Crisp these days.
Always.
Blueberry is my thing.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, let's keep cereal like that in mind. Is that where everything started to shift and go wrong?
In the world?
In the world.
Is breakfast cereal?
Yeah, because, you know, when you're a kid, all you wanted was the worst, sweetest, sugariest cereal. And slowly but surely, our parents and all the adults sort of acquiesced. Eventually, and then now,
look at us.
Now Cookie Crisp is like, you know, we all know it,
and they're good at like putting all the vitamins on the front.
Yeah,
like vitamin D, great source of calcium.
It's all in the milk. Fiber, you know, all
they
that
trick
stuff.
You.
Do you remember the cereal that was like little chocolate donuts? It really was. I mean, it was like donuts. That's what they said. It was like little donut cereal.
Like donut O's or something. Yeah, donuts.
Wasn't love it? That. It was great.
I love that.
What built the body anything you see
that
today.
Anything that turns your milk into chocolate milk.
Another substance.
That's what I like.
Or like the Fruity Pebbles. You don't quite know what that is,
Lucky
but at the
Charms
end it's like
the
pink. Kinda.
Yeah!
What cereal do you think you've eaten the most total amount of in your lives?
I know that without question.
Bacon.
Bacon cereal.
Go ahead.
I say Peanut Butter Crunch.
Really?
I definitely would say that's probably a staple when I was young.
Peanut Butter Crunch?
Captain Crunch? Peanut Butter Crunch?
Captain Crunch, but a peanut butter version of Captain Crunch.
Yeah. It kills the roof of your mouth.
It's
phenomenal.
Captain Crunch rips will tear you up.
Yeah, rips up the roof of your mouth, but it is great.
Were you out on Berry Crunch? No? You go peanut butter?
I'd mix that in a little bit when I was younger, but it was normally peanut butter crunch.
Seabass, what do you got?
The most I've ever eaten in my life?
Yes.
Well, growing up, Dad never bought the good, fun, sugary cereal.
So it was bagged cereal?
You had the Malt-O-Meal? Kangaroo O's?
There's nothing wrong with Malt-O-Meal, by the way. I think my mom ate that every day. She was pregnant with me. So, but I'd probably say Raisin Bran, and like the treat cereal was Frosted Mini-Wheats.
Okay.
That was like the, oh, hey.
That's my whole deal, too. I love you.
The half side. Yeah.
With me, without question, it is Frosted Flakes.
Yeah?
Really?
I mean, why even mess with the whole mini wheat part? Just the frosted.
Yeah. You just eliminate
and then
the wheat side.
Sugar milk.
Sugar and corn.
And then, when it gets so sweet at the bottom and you tip that bowl,
I don't know which, but mine is one of the chocolate based. I would say probably Cocoa Pebbles or Cocoa Puffs.
So gross.
No, I go all.
What's gross?
Yeah, what's gross about that?
I just never liked that. I don't know. I love chocolate, but.
It's gross.
The Cocoa Puff never set well with me.
Yep.
It's gross that society frowns on me for trying to eat it every morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's gross.
But seriously.
I look at you. I'm looking at you, society.
Like, imagine post-World War II. What were your options out there cereal-wise?
Spam.
Yeah. Cheerios.
Tires.
Tang.
Yeah, Tang.
Steel wool.
Tang was more 60s, 70s.
Tang went to the moon.
Tires.
But seriously. And then all the wild-ass cereals came in at, what, late 60s, early 70s? And then
it was the 60s when the sugar cereal restarted.
When was lunch meat
and then society
invented?
Went to hell.
When was lunch meat invented? Like going to the deli counter and getting slices of turkey or roast beef.
We could probably do that from like a long time ago, like back in the frontier days. They probably had a butcher to give you.
Yeah, but then you hacked it up.
Sliced meats.
I guess when the rotating blade that slices your cheese. And
I got
meat,
Eli Whitney.
That's
Eli Whitney.
Yeah.
You see that scar?
Uh-huh.
That's fallen from the roast beef blade. That's circular. Yep. I used to work at a sandwich shop. Almost took that sumbitch right off.
Still
like
now?
Johnny Cash's brother.
Pastrami.
Those are impressive machines. And I love that Seinfeld in front of us with Kramer getting the deli slicer. and he didn't stop at deli meats. He started, doing the heels.
Elaine
shoe.
No, that was Elaine who did that, who broke it.
Oh, Elaine did that? Okay.
Elaine did that.
What would you like to put through that machine?
Or he thought he was a doctor, or he was posing as a doctor. And
yeah,
he wanted to slice something off.
A mole.
Oh, God. I'd like to slice a bowling ball to see if I can...
A goiter?
Another Seinfeld reference, by the way, with a goiter. I like that.
Cash didn't like that.
Diamond
I'm going to sniff and back away.
Yeah, I took a chunk of thumb off cutting pastrami. Mm. Scared the hell out of me, too.
Did you just bleed all over the meat?
Yeah.
Did you go ahead and give him the sandwich?
Yeah, go ahead. Free. Half price.
Boy, you were cussing and...
I went to the hospital because you couldn't tell how bad it was.
Where was this? Like, what was the...
Flagstaff. Crystal Creek Sandwich Company.
Crystal Creek Sandwich.
And they don't have proper
medical
equipment
there. Actually, right before I got hired there, they were shut down for selling pot, like, along with sandwiches. This is before I got hired there.
Yeah?
Oh, if you ask for oregano?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, give me extra oregano with that.
Extra pickle.
Right.
Triple pickle, right?
Triple pickle, yeah.
Yeah, they opened back up, and I was working to slice the hell out of my thumb.
What percent of butchers have nubs or claws?
Right. It's like mechanics... You're losing something. The longer you stay
read.
In the game, you will lose something.
How many Boardwalk Empire fans we got in here?
Hey, I was just about to bring that up.
Go with Boy Chick, and you walk into that guy, and he's always... This guy is a butcher, but he's also a mobster.
Polish,
guy,
right? Polish butcher?
Something like that.
He's Jewish.
He calls everyone Boy Chick, and he's got like a real big cow liver, and he's just kind of like looking at you while he's slicing it. Just for effect. I don't even think he does anything with it.
And he popped Jimmy Darmody's wife, Angela, and her lesbian lover two episodes ago.
Manny Horvitz is not messing
your
around.
Your husband did this to you.
By the way, if you're not watching that show, you're messing up.
Yep.
Because
I know,
the most insane balls-to-the-wall show there is on TV.
You know what
fabulous?
I like on Sunday? Or when
really?
Just brilliant.
I watch it on the DVR like when my wife goes out of town on Monday and the Tuesday. And you know what I'm like when I get home, when I'm about to play it? Like this.
Just ease your pants down.
Whoa!
Oh,
whoa.
Boy.
Yay!
That's overly happy
video
cash.
That.
There's some glee right there.
What's the...
Slap, slap,
whoa.
Slap.
When does luck start? I'm in on that already.
That's end of January.
It's like a month away.
You're going to show a sneak preview, right? Correct?
There's one on HBO Go now.
Yeah, Rain Man.
Oh, really?
Nick Nolte, I believe, is in it.
So...
Yeah, I'm in on that.
So,
I just don't want to
do Norm's in it, too.
What's the Eddie Murphy movie with
Raw.
Nick Nolte?
48 hours?
48 hours.
It's got 48 hours in
another
it.
Another 48
Rain
hours?
Man. It's got another 48 hours
Secretariat.
In it. It's got Secretariat in it. It's got everything you want.
Soul Plane. It's got in there.
Black Stallion.
Blue Lagoon.
All right.
Hey, I need two things from you, Mike.
What?
I need to settle this drop-off.
Oh, yeah. We have to do one more drop-off. What else?
Can we all play?
And I need the show rankings.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to tease something very important.
Oh, yeah. God, there's a lot. Sorry.
They're producing.
All right, first off, Machine, who's basically unemployed, has got a wild hair that he's doing Cirque.TV now. So he shoots us. You guys did it last week.
By the way, the debut,
really
pretty funny. And
pretty
you know what?
Funny.
This man with the curly hair, Kevin Turner,
yep.
Steals it.
Little KT
myself. You know
I said the same thing.
More talent than any of us, I think.
I thought so, too.
So it's on, CirqueDestroy.com?
Yes, and there's a tab that says Cirque.TV, or yeah. It's on the homepage right now.
So what does he do? Was he filming, just filming
no,
segments?
No, he shot some B-roll, and then basically we'll go do some stupid interviews afterward, and I don't know exactly. I've never done it. Hell, you guys did the first one last week.
It seemed really awkward when we were doing it, but it turned out to be a nice finished product. So good job, Machine.
If you quick edit stuff, it turns out pretty funny. Yeah. So anyway, the first one of that is available on our website, CirqueDestroy.com, and then we're going to do a second one today?
Yep.
Okay.
Also, it should be on our Twitter pages and our Facebook pages, all that
yep.
stuff.
Yep. So. All right, show rankings. I mean, come on.
Let's
be obvious.
You're back.
I'm back. I came back. I mean, brought it.
I sat in your chair last week. I was one. Just
yeah, of course
I was in your
were.
Chair.
Of course you were. I was piping hot today. I had it.
You haven't pooped once.
I'm number one.
You're sitting
today.
On it.
Yeah. You're sitting on it.
And I'll be honest. Krennic was great, but Machine was fabulous. Machine, you're number two, my man.
I'm going to do the butt dance.
He was congratulations.
But.
KT? Well done today. Airtight performance out of the board.
All right, here we go.
You're number three.
Hey, everybody's having a good time now. All right.
Our special guest, who was just here to watch, our friend Sean Storr, you're number four.
Yeah. He did nothing.
Hey, buddy.
Hell of a job. Hell of a job, Ty Walker.
He sat here and ate a taco.
Hey!
Rock solid. Number five, woo! Sean Bass.
Well, Ty Walker.
What about Jordan?
Ty nicely done. I can't even
she's
see her.
She's hidden back there.
Is she back there? Holy hell! New ranking! New ranking!
The person that
she's
you
number
know
two.
Jordan's
here,
two.
Yeah.
Ranked ahead of me.
Jordan's. I can't be number two, obviously, with my current ailments. I would pay a lot of money to be number two right now.
Hmm.
Then Michael Krennic.
I don't care.
Who just mailed it in. And then dead last, Mr. Caboose
screw
himself, Cash Saroy.
Mr. Caboose.
Good effort
himself.
Today.
Captain Caboose.
You weren't that good today, let's be honest.
You know what? I'll embrace that nickname.
Quick drop off, then we'll get out of your hair, I promise. Go. Last one, we got to settle this.
Oh my God.
So how many times that's been played ever? You guys play along with us, but we have to settle our time.
Was this ever an official open?
You're not allowed to ask questions, Sean, and drop-offs.
I mean, that's...
Nobody could ever know that.
Drop-offs.
Okay.
God!
No questions.
How many times has that been played?
Whoever's ready, whenever you are.
Okay, I'm ready.
Go for it.
350.
350. All right, wrote that down.
455.
455. Was that cash? Wasn't looking.
Yes, cash. Go ahead, Ty.
All right, handsome boys.
377.
377.
See, I've set the tone. We could be way off here.
262.
I think
262.
I think
damn it.
I think
the winner, vaulting him out of Captain Caboose status.
No!
Castor Roy.
Let's not change show ranking.
1,883. My God.
Show rankings were already submitted. They can't help you now. All right, have a great show, boys. Thanks, everybody. Helped out. We love you all. Next week, let's do it.
Next, sports.
And I'm out of material. I'm sorry.